child didn't have a name, for a child doesn't need one. A child earns his name when he becomes a man, when he takes the blood of another. This child walked. The path was only visible to his tear-filled eyes, the eyes of a native, and thus used to finding path through the reddish ashes. His tears did not fall as wasting water would decrease his chances of survival. He walked through the desert under a sun that was blazing. Even at sundown, the boy went on, looking for his tribe. Kept going, ordered his body, more out of habit and to avoid dying than in a real attempt at reaching something. Thus, he staggered through the steppe, his mind replaying a horrible day without pause. The rounded-eyed soldier's laugh, his father's screams as he lay in the dust, with his belly torn open, the horse is scared to death with his, and his mother's and sister's cries. Now, though with an open wound in his heart, he kept going. What did this crippled orphan have left to guide his mechanical movements? If not burning hate. Without conscious soul, the old man licked his shriveled lips again and again with an even drier tongue.
No.
He had a crooked smile on his face. And deep-set eyes in bony sockets. Though his eyes were cloudy, he scrutinized the steppe and seen. The Wolf-Head tribe now camped at the bottom of the valley. And it was amongst them that his successor would be chosen. Someone to pick up his mantle. 60 winters had taken their toll on the old man, who was now too old to hunt, too old to fight, but still respected and feared. He could see with his mind's eye. He knew when the Gothi army would set out on punitive expeditions. He could smell fear in other mortals. Eyes closed and head tilted back, the shaman plunged his long and narrow fingers in a small leather pouch that hung from his belt. He gathered long-dried right-hand human bones, chanting under his breath in an unknown language made for other tongues and other throats. He released the control he had on his spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Now the eagle flying over the mountain, the water cascading down the sacred giant Raboas, more free than he would ever be. He shaked his head and directed his attention towards a stumbling figure at the door of death, dragging himself behind his indifferent people. As he slipped into the boy's mind, the way a shadow slips into the mind of the sleeper, he ordered the boy to hold on, not to collapse before he could reach his tribe's campsite.